person coming in, and we've got good old Mark Evans coming from the Newport Congregational Church and the Powell Street Pantry.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and also good friend and spiritual friend of myself, so it's lovely to see you. We haven't caught up in a little while.
Yeah, I guess I met you just before your wedding, didn't I? I gave you a little bit of support through that time and the blessings of that. And
no, you've been an absolutely awesome friend through the years, without a shadow of a doubt. And like I said, obviously my little journey, and you've been a big part of it. So it's nice to have you in to try and talk about some of the things you've got going on yourself. Yeah, so
it's a privilege and a pleasure. What do you want to know?
Well, obviously one of the major things is, obviously you're at the Newport Congregational Church, and you do loads of good things for the community
Thank
there.
Thank you.
And I think the biggest thing that stands out is the Powell Street Pantry.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people out there that might not know what it's actually about. So please let the people know.
So the Congregational Church is the new build on Powell Street. Some people call it the pretty building. We like to say it's a building that likes to serve and to give to people. So today we've been running a community pantry, which is funded by the government, and the Isle of Wight Council administrate those funds. And basically means anybody that has a need after the impact of cost of living, that there's an opportunity to shop, and it's free membership, but you pay £5 each time you come on a Wednesday, and you get two items from our four freezers. And then we have a massive rack of shelves that have items from breakfast cereals to coffees to tuna to pasta to the most popular toiletry is loo rolls. and again,
don't
you get 10 items.
Essential.
Yeah. You know, and it's just a privilege just to help people. And as a church, we help in other ways. We have something called a kindness cupboard, where food that gets donated from supermarkets, or even Newport Football Club have given stuff from their supporters, give food at the turnstile. We can just give that away to freely, that people who are bold enough to come in and say they have a need, or they get to know us, and we just love to support and encourage people.
Yeah. Now, it's a big step, isn't it, for somebody the first time they come into something like a food pantry, particularly if they've always been quite independent, self-sufficient, and it isn't necessarily someone who isn't working, is
it? That's right. And one of the ways we work around that, we have an entrance foyer. For the last 9-10 years, we've given free food away. We worked originally with a pop-up soup kitchen. Places like Morrison's Co-op have always given us lots of food at the end of the working day, so people know that. We get a lot of food from bread, I should say, from Marks and Spencer's and Sainsbury's at the moment. So real good quality bread that they give us at the end of the working day. And you get lots of people of all sorts of backgrounds come in, and it's a real leveler. So if you're not used to that, you know, we can say, look, you're doing us a favour, because otherwise we'd have to throw this away. And it's fresh bread. So they can make a donation if they want, or they
can
just take
it freely. So in many ways, it's almost a recycling project.
That upcycling of what we do. But people just come in, and because it's not a traditional church, they can be comfortable. We have a fridge where people can come and take items from there. Recently, it was full of lots of vegan produce we've been given. But then, as you go into the main body of the building, we have other freezers and fridges where there's more food. So people get to feel, hopefully, comfortable at home in some way. I try with my team of volunteers to make them understanding to different people's needs. And whether that is somebody that's got a well-paid job and, you know, the cost of living's hit, or mortgage and whatever. So people can come in from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And we really see that. And that's a very precious thing, because we don't want to discriminate. And again, some of the people we work with in providing food could be kind of more budget supermarkets. But recently we've had lots of fresh produce from the tomato stall and from Harvey Brown's.
Wonderful.
And just some of the more high-end products and producers on the island. And that leveller of that, it's available for all, you know. We did a meal at Maundy Thursday, and we cooked a roast lamb, which was a lamb that had grown up eating the grass in God's Hill. Sadly, had to go off the island, and I won't say what happened to the poor lamb off the island, but it came back. It was butchered on the island, sold to us on the Tuesday, cooked on the Wednesday, and eaten by islanders on the Thursday. And that sense of using something of a quality product just is really important.
Cycle of life.
We can go and buy cheaper products, and that's maybe what people are used to, but having something that's organic, locally grown, hasn't been flown in from around the world and injected whatever to make it more better in people's eyes. But just having something healthy, and I think that's, you know, certainly what we want to do as a church. We have a new Keep Fit class on a Tuesday evening, which is free for people to attend. we've started a Bible study called Food for Thought, which is now running at the church, which mm-hmm. is in between the pantry and morning session and afternoon session to the evening session. One of the things we found, and again, people feeling at home, was on a Wednesday evening, people would hang around for the whole 2 hours, and we realised it was people who didn't want to go home to a cold home.
Yeah,
they may have come from work and they hadn't put the heating on, and we, because we have lots of bread, and we had a whole load of cup of soups. One of our volunteers who works for DNN that built our chapel, a gentleman called Ron Jones, said, why don't we make them soup instead of tea and coffee? And then some of our lady volunteers said, well, you know, I've got a whole load of vegetables from my garden, I'm going to make them leek and potato soup. And again, something wholesome and nutritious. There, you should come along,
Dave. My favourite soup.
And so people started, so we've been doing evening meals on a Wednesday and a Thursday evening. And SNG, the local housing agency, have given us lots of funds to help with, as well as all the free produce we get. And just people being at home, so that they then...
And I can imagine it's not just, I mean, the warmth is a big thing, but also... just some socialising and some friendship and company must be so important.
Most definitely. You know, we a really fascinating thing. We've had a group of men start coming on an evening after work. We collect food each evening from Grace's Bakery. Beautiful sandwiches, beautiful rolls. And the couple of guys that go collect them just sit and have a sandwich together and natter. And then end up watching YouTube, and it'll often be, you know, some worship or some biblical teaching. And as the pastor of the church, I'm just happy that people want to be part of that. We were doing a breakfast for homeless people on a Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 o'clock, and I know this is radio, but I need my beauty sleep, and I need more of it than that. So I was just blessed that people came to actually prepare a breakfast, and there were genuine homeless people coming. But then a group of people started travelling.
But it's so lovely to hear, because to me, traditionally, historically, that's what a local church is about.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
about being that place that is open as much as it can be, welcoming everybody, feeding the hungry, you know, offering warmth and shelter. And so many of our churches now are closed to us.
Well, I think that obviously for myself, who's come to light with church a lot in the last few years, that you kind of, a lot of people still stigma over the fact of what a church really is, and that's you imagine these old hymns, this dusty old church, freezing cold, and you know, but it's like, no, that you like, especially what you've done with your church, you know, it's a beautiful place and it makes you feel welcome, and it's how do I say it? In a good way, it's not like your stereotypical old church, but it makes it very inviting. And with everything that's going on in the world nowadays, there's more and more people that are questioning their faith. And I think the more approachable and welcoming you're making the church, which I see you're doing, is giving people a lot more hope to come in and talk and actually embrace what you're doing. And people are shy about it.
Well, it that's really encouraging to hear your reflection, Dave, because that's part of what we're seeing, a younger generation coming to church. And kind of one of the mottos I've had in the last kind of 18 months is feeding people physical food and spiritual food. So whether that's something free people can get in the entrance foyer, whether that's kind of a little bit extra when you build a relationship and people see and know, to then using the pantry, to the, you know, having a meal. And then people coming to church on a Sunday morning, coming to a worship event on a Friday evening, staying for the Bible study, which we could call Food for Thoughts. And it's just that reflection on things in life, where it is concerned to what's happening in Gaza, to Ukraine, to what we see in the UK. And not being heavy, but being focused. So this is what we do as church, what we do.
That respect that if people don't want to engage in that side of it, to come and get food, that's not a prerequisite.
What we do with the pantry, and I hate being religious, I'm a person of faith, the pantry is the charitable work that we do as a church. So there's no pushing religion there. Anybody of any faith, any background, no faith,
so you don't
welcome to that.
People don't have to feel that they have to if they're actually coming in to get stuff from the pantry.
I deliberately try to make it feel non-church. That people can come and be relaxed. You know, I'm very relaxed in kind of my ministerial attire. I don't wear a dog collar or suits very often, but maybe on a Sunday morning there's a bit more dressing up, that people have that respect for coming into worship and knowing that Mark's in minister mode as opposed to community action and serving people.
So I'm interested, obviously, you know, you've mentioned already quite a few companies and organisations that support you. What more could the island be doing to help you? What do you need that you don't have? Is there an ask?
Yeah, I have a little phrase called a community in unity.
Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Yeah. So kind of we have an image on the church website and Facebook pages, which is Powell Street and St James's Street as a cross, and mm-hmm. and different people from the Catholic Church to Salvation Army to the work of Revive Newport to now places like Morrison's and Sainsbury's mm-hmm. and Food Warehouse have been added to that. But alongside that, just recently been collecting food from Robin Hill, the team there really wanted to help serve people. So just again at the end of the working day, any waste food that's left, myself or others will just go up there because we'll have a phone call, and there's that sense of a community helping a community.
Yeah.
So kind of help, I guess, you know, we're in holiday season. If for some reason, like on a day like today, it's raining and people event doesn't go as successful as it could, that food doesn't have to be wasted.
Yeah.
We've just literally over the weekend had 3 van loads of food come from the PGL site in Wootton Creek.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group staying there that over catered. They had 500 young people there for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And we've had all sorts of food, from beef burgers to vegetarian food to sweet potatoes, cucumbers, just a mountain of food. And the majority of it has been given away.
Yeah.
We have a lot of it tucked away in our freezers to support people in the coming weeks. And when I left the church, there was a beautiful smell of a chicken stew cooking, and again all of that was produce that has been given by this group that actually were a Jewish group that have gone back to the mainland but were on the island looking after young people.
I think I actually saw them on the floating bridge at lunchtime.
Yeah, I saw them twice at Black Gang Chine last week in different coloured t-shirts because there's lots of different groups. But their generosity was, they didn't want anything to be wasted. And you know, in that bigger picture, who I am as a man of faith, to be able to see somebody, you know, Jewish giving food to a Muslim lady coming to collect some kosher margarine yesterday that he gave, she was more than happy to receive it because she took that for her community. And I think when we see what we have in common, then that's a lot better. Yeah. So I think on the island, we know at times the holiday season can be difficult, particularly a day like today if it's raining, and what we do. And again, as a church, we run a kids Lego club tomorrow, so if anybody's free from 10 to 12, there's a Lego holiday club, and then there'll be a free cooked meal then, and that food will be the food that we've been given recently. So I think any businesses and any holiday homes, places like that, hotels, if for some reason you've got leftover food, then the Congregational Church on Powell Street, we will happily receive that. There's a distribution centre that's been set up in Cowes that is working with other pantries. So there's a sense of the community coming together.
So if someone's listening now thinking, actually, I know we are going to have some food, how do they get in touch?
I guess the best way, I use social media. We have a Facebook account. People have that. My phone number is on there.
Okay.
My email is on there. I think people can contact me.
So under Newport Congregational Church.
Newport Congregational Church or the Powell Street Pantry, all there on Facebook. That's probably the best way.
Yeah. No, nice one. It's been absolutely lovely to have you in. And one, as a friend, it's good to have you in for a chat. And also, it's great to chat to you about the great things that you're doing in the community. And just encourage you to continue doing what you're doing. And it's lovely to hear a bit more about it. So just want to say, first of all, if you want to get down to the Powell Street Pantry, it's on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays, 11 to 1 p.m. And then later in the afternoon from 5 to 7 p.m. when there'll be a hot meal.
Nice. Yeah. And then obviously if you're interested in service, you do have that on a Sunday. What time does it start?
Yeah, service starts at 10:30, but our building's open from 9. There's often hot coffee and food available. Sometimes, again, from Grace's Bakery, we can have a bacon roll or sausage sandwich. We often have sandwiches and food after church. So there's no rushing away. People just come and have a place to feel at home, whether they want some spiritual input or just friendship. That's what we try to do at the church.
Fantastic.
Nice, lovely. No, thank you very much, Mark. It's great to have you in the studio.
I mean, you and I have crossed paths many times in the sort of charity world years ago. Keep up the good work. And I think also a big shout out, because you are not on your own in all of this, are you? There's many volunteers.
Yes,
so if you're one of those and you're listening, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Nice one.